Welcome to Scary Storytime by Spooky Boo. www.scarystorytime.com. This might be the last time I am able to post to the internet. I keep a low profile because I don't want to be found, but I am so tired of hiding, and the truth must be said. I'm afraid that sending this to you might endanger you or others around you. But if you are careful, then it will only be me who is in trouble. Or maybe you can help me if you are careful. I spent some time online in a testing environment. This was back in the early 90s. I was testing software for a computer company, and it happened to be internet software. The web we really knew back then, at least the public part of it, most of it was just a bunch of silly sites and porn. People were still inventing the great ideas like shopping carts and all of the protocols that went with it. I was one of those who had to test our browser with the OS and the machine I was working on. I did this very late at night because our bosses didn't care when we did it, just that we got the job done. Back then, not all computers were online during the day. A lot of the websites were hosted off of computers in someone's home and usually were dial-up. If the person wasn't online, neither was the web server. Most of it was hit or miss. If I found a site, I would try all of the protocols, like HTTP, FTP, HTTPS, etc. I would also try different HTML anchor codes like Mail2 and others that would open up our mail software. Well, when I found this one site, just by following links from site to site, I got lucky. Or I thought I got lucky. What I really got was a nightmare. Normally, the site was down all of the time, but on this day, which was the 6th of June at 6 p.m., I got through. I know, the date is rather a coincidence, so I thought. I laughed at the 666 code and just started clicking on the links. Most of them didn't work. Come to think of it, none of them worked, except the 666 one I clicked on. I was so desperate that I tried it. I had heard of this site and wanted to test it. Some of the folders were so far nested down that it would have been a perfect test for OS and browser. I was stupid enough to not even pay attention to the IP address at the time, 256.256.256.256, where all of the end digits were the equivalent to 666, but this number is really invalid for a website. I wasn't paying attention. I've tried this address just for fun, but it would usually just end up at my machine again. It didn't make any sense. People said they used it all of the time. But not this time. Today it displayed a black screen with the words in red, "Enter if you dare." I clicked. I know I shouldn't have, but I was fascinated at this point. Before me was a new dark gray screen that had a sound automatically playing in the background. It sounded like someone screaming in pain and pleasure. The images were what got me. My guess at the time was that it was a really good prank, but they looked so real. They were pictures of people getting tortured. The pain in their faces was real. The blood looked so real. They were getting beaten and whipped. Some were tied up and some were just lying on the ground. There was always one very large man in the picture, with his back toward the camera, and all but one. It was the one that frightened me. The last picture was a picture of his face and torso. He wasn't wearing a mask. He had black belts crisscrossing his chest. His hair was jet black, as was the goatee on his chin. His eyes were black except the reflection of a fire in them. I just stared at his picture as the voices in the background seemed to hum in my ears. They were singing a song. They were singing in the name of Satan. I tried to look away but felt myself more drawn to the picture than ever. As I stared at the face, I felt drugged and sleepy. I thought I was going to lose consciousness, but then the fire in the eyes started to move, as did his lips. I couldn't tell what it said at first, so I put my face even closer to the screen. Somehow, I could feel the heat from the fire in his eyes and see my reflection. "Kneel and worship me or die," he said. I wanted to look away. I tried to look away, but the air in the room just got thicker and heavier. He spoke again as I stared at his face. "I own you now. You are mine. You will do as I say." All I remember is that next I fell to the ground and smacked my head on the leg of the office chair. My boss found me the next morning and noticed my head was bleeding, so he called an ambulance. When I asked him what was on my screen, he said there was nothing there. The last website I had tried wouldn't load and my browser history was gone. When I tried to explain it to him, he just figured it was all a dream and made me work day hours. The problem is, I started noticing I was going out at night once per month, and I keep finding weird things in my car in the morning. I have found knives that I never bought. I found lingerie that isn't my girlfriend's. I have found money and even a gun. I don't remember any of it or where it comes from. I usually just toss it. I'm afraid to report anything. What am I going to say? But then this morning I found the most gruesome thing of all. I found an ear that was obviously cut off of a human. I'm sitting here staring at it, wondering what I should do. I don't know. Should I call the police, or should I just keep on letting it happen? My hands are stained with blood. They were like this when I woke up. Obviously, I, or someone else, tried to wash it off, but it didn't come off. It is in my fingernails and in the webbing of my hand. I'm scared. Don't click on the pages that you don't know where they are going. This could be considered the deep web, and this weirdness has been going on since the 90s for me. I just can't keep it up any longer. I'm going to the cops now. I only hope it wasn't me that ripped off the ear.
Hey, it's Spooky Boo. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed that story, head on over to my website at www.scarystorytime.com and leave a comment. Also, I'd love to hear your scary stories. Send me a story by submitting it to my webpage at scarystorytime.com and I'll read it to everybody on the podcast. I'm going to head on over and watch Creature Features now. I'd love it if you join me at www.creaturefeatures.tv.